Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Eamon Torsney. It's Friday, May 15th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
We want the streets open. We're closing it now. They closed it, then we closed it on top of them.
Trump talks up China visit and union focuses on AI impact. But first up this morning. The US president has hailed a very strong relationship with China as the second day of talks continue in Beijing. Donald Trump says he and Xi Jinping have already discussed trade, saying they were able to settle problems other people wouldn't have been able to solve. Speaking to reporters, he also said they spoke about the conflict in Iran.
We feel very similar in Iran. We want that to end. We don't want them to have a nuclear weapon. We want the straits open. We're closing it now. They closed it, then we closed it on top of them. But we want the straits open.
Sinn Féin or the Social Democrats are best placed to win the Dublin Central by-election, according to a new poll. The Ipsos B&A survey for the Irish Times and TG Cahir shows transfers will be key in deciding who gets elected. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Sinn Féin's Janice Boylan leads the field on 21%, followed by Daniel Ennis of the Social Democrats on 18%, but with Ennis significantly more transfer-friendly. Terry Hutch is on 14% in third, followed closely by Fine Gael's Ray McAdam on 13%. 659 people were interviewed between the 7th and the 12th of May for this poll, which has a four-point margin of error. It means the seat is likely a shootout amongst the left with advantage to the Sock Dems. Fianna Fáil polled just 4%, which would be its worst by-election result and has the party effectively out of the race in both Dublin Central and Galway West. Not the mood Micheál Martin would have wanted for his Ardèche, which starts this evening in Dublin. It marks 100 years since the foundation of the party, and while Fianna Fáil is the largest group in the Dáil and holds the Taoiseach's office, it's also polling worse than even the 2011 election, which nearly wiped the party out.
RTE is set to be grilled about its latest payment scandal by the Oireachtas Media Committee. Its list of top 10 earners for 2024 was revised yesterday to include Derek Mooney. The broadcaster says it made the changes after reconsidering what constitutes a presenter. Mooney holds the dual role of producer and presenter and now appears on the revised list at number 8, earning a salary of just over €197,000 in 2024. Chair of the Oireachtas Media Committee, Alan Kelly, has said it will call in RTE management to explain the latest revelations. The impact of AI and public service work will be the focus of Day 3 of Forces conference today. Members of the union in Killarney and Kerry will also discuss housing affordability. Forces Niall Shanahan says technology can be embraced while protecting jobs.
Delegates will be debating how technology can improve services without undermining jobs or working conditions. There'll be a strong emphasis on the future of public services and the common good, not just pay, but how Ireland delivers housing, healthcare, disability services.
Ryanair says it's taking steps to encourage people to book summer flights. It comes amid a period of uncertainty over fuel supplies and flight cancellations because of the war in the Middle East. The airline insists it won't be cancelling any flights this summer and has plenty of fuel stocked to keep routes running. But CEO Michael O'Leary says customers are still wary.
Close-in bookings are strong and pricing is strong, but 3-4 months out, we're having to kind of open up a little bit of pricing to stimulate bookings. There's hesitancy out there. Lots of people are unsure yet if you're travelling in June or July, but I would be very reluctant to worry about the longer term.
A woman in her 60s is in Garda custody this morning in connection with the cold case murder investigation in County Donegal 18 years ago. Andrew Burns was gunned down at Donnyloop, Castlefin on Tuesday the 12th of February 2008 and was later found dead on a road close to the local church. The woman was arrested yesterday and is being held at a Garda station in the northwestern region. She can be questioned for up to 3 days. It's understood the British Prime Minister won't try to block Andy Burnham from becoming a Labour Party candidate in the Makerfield by-election. It's after the local MP quit to make way for the Mayor of Greater Manchester to return to the UK Parliament so that he could challenge Keir Starmer's leadership. Meanwhile, James Murray is replacing Wes Streeting as UK Health Secretary after his resignation sparked claims of a leadership challenge. Jess Phillips, who recently stood down as safeguarding minister, told the Electoral Dysfunction podcast the British government need to move with the times.
What I think that he lacks and his operation lacks is the drive to get anything done with the gusto that is needed. It's like we run an analogue government in a digital world.
The Communications Workers Union is placing pickets at Covalen, the Meta contractor in Sandyford in Dublin this morning. They want union recognition and fair redundancy deals for 720 workers who are facing job losses. The union is calling for an urgent meeting with the Taoiseach and Enterprise Minister about the impact of AI on jobs across the Irish economy. Ian McArdle, Deputy General Secretary with the CWU, outlines why the strike is going ahead.
The company has refused to talk to the union, has refused to attend the Workplace Relations Commission. They were invited by the WRC to attend a conciliation hearing. They've advised the staff that they're only going to pay them statutory redundancy. And for 500 of the 720 workers that are at risk of redundancy, they have less than 2 years' service, which means they'll get not one single penny from Covalen.
The Eurovision directors hinted Hungary could return to the song contest, having not performed since 2019. The country didn't give a reason, but the then Prime Minister had passed laws to ban public events by LGBTQ plus communities. Now he's been succeeded by a new Prime Minister who's been described as more welcoming. Sport now, and Shamrock Rovers go to Dundalk tonight with a 3-point lead at the top of the SSE Electricity League tonight. There's a Dublin derby in Inchicore as second place St Pat's welcome Shelburne to Richmond Park. Bohemians look to build some good form, having ended a run of 9 games without a win last week. The Gypsies have drawn to United at Dalyman Park. Bottom of the table, Waterford play host to Derry City. And Cross Channel 2 teams are battling for the Champions League qualification meet this evening when Liverpool go to Aston Villa. A win for either side, who are 4th and 5th respectively in the Premier League, would secure them a place in Europe's top club competition next season. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.